Hello? Is this thing working?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi!
Shut it. Okay. Let me introduce you first.
Yay.
Okay, welcome to another episode of Tangent Garbage.
Yar.
Yes.
Epic.
Oh, shut it, you. Let me introduce you.
Hurry
first.
Up, man! Come on, I'm getting old.
You're getting old. Sorry there wasn't a one last week. It was my birthday, so I couldn't be arsed.
Happy birthday!
You're not really helping or painting a good picture of yourself.
Well, you just introduced me.
I'm trying to set it up first, you know? Be professional. Since that was my whole takeover thing,
It's
going to be more professional than it was.
Oh, man.
Okay, basically, got a new co-host, as I said I would every time, and... For a nice twist of events, I thought we'd have the English opposite of Emma. We have a scene fangirl.
I'm not seen. I'm obscene.
A scene as in she is seen on the street scene, not seen as in the fashion trend state of mind scene.
Never. I'd never wear a purple H&M scene jumper. Never.
A hoodie, not jumper.
Hoodie.
A jumper is just too unseen. I could see you in a purple jumper, but not a purple hoodie.
I wouldn't be all dead in a purple hoodie.
Or black and white star wristband
and
a fuck parental guidance.
Advisory.
It exists.
Hey, shut up.
Don't let
the viewers know.
with your black Converse and...
I wouldn't be caught dead and seen.
But she would be seen.
I would be seen. Just...
We're not caught dead scene.
If that's the way you want to put it, Tom.
But yes.
Yay, Jack Daniels rocks!
She's not drunk.
I'm not drunk yet.
We haven't actually opened it yet. But yeah, I decided to do the next podcast since the rare occasion after 5 years I have a visitor. Because no one from London comes to visit me. They've all forgotten about
me. Hey, look, I came and you should just be happy about that.
I am.
Especially for your birthday. You know, I've got your Pringles and an art book and stuff that you didn't really need, I suppose.
Oh, yes, because you're not going to be having any of the Pringles.
Oh. We bought 2 packets of Pringles and I'm not having any.
No, I'm being sarcastic. So you're not having any of the Pringles since you bought them for me.
Yeah, they're all for you, Tom. I just didn't have time to gift wrap them.
Oh, wow. Really?
Happy birthday, Tom. 2 Pringles.
Wow.
Can I have one?
No.
Oh.
But yes. Okay. Everyone's had my opinion most enough through Emma's evil dictatorship.
Who's an Emma?
Who's an Emma? And Emma is the stereotypical American fangirl who ends up seeing...
She's literally American. She really American.
Yes, she's in America.
Oh, how did you do a podcast of her if she's in America?
You really are anti-technology, aren't you?
I don't know.
Through the wonders of Skype.
I don't do Apple.
It's not Apple, it's Skype.
It's Mac. You don't have GarageBand on...
No, basically, you use Skype.
PCs.
It's like MSN.
I know
you
what
can call
Skype is, of course.
And you can record Skype. And then you stick that up.
Oh, you mean you can talk to them?
Yeah, and record the conversation on Skype.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Oh, Tom, no worries. I've been grumpy the whole day until I get my kebab, and then I'm just like, woo!
Yes, for us being British and the noblest and bestest race on earth, being British and all, and sounding posh even though we're not.
Really not.
We enjoy our fine spot of dinner with a kebab, alcohol, and a tango.
Which we got free because it was Tom's birthday.
No, because I'm a regular.
Yeah, so if I was...
If it was my birthday, they would have given me a kebab for free.
No,
trust me. I've been there enough if I went in on my birthday.
So you tried to get free kebab off them, those poor people. They must have just been like, oh, great, it's your birthday. We're not giving you anything
for free. No, usually I'll go in and I'll just give them the nearest note it comes to. So, you know, if it's like £8 or something, I'd just give them a tenner and let them keep the change. Because it's a great place, as you can tell.
You're a poor student.
Best kebabs.
You shouldn't be giving away money. All right, yeah. No, I have to admit.
When I have money, it's because it's worth it.
No, this is the best kebab I've had ever in my life. So if any of you people listening to this happen to be in Southend...
yeah.
Go to that fucking kebab shop. It's amazing.
Yes, go today. That kebab shop.
You know, we should get money from them for free advertisement. But then it's not free, because we'd be getting money from them. But they don't know it.
They'd be paying us. I think they'd know if they'd be paying us.
Mm.
But then I'm sure you'd rather just be putting in kebabs.
I suppose, if you're desperate for a meal. I mean, I wouldn't have one of these every day, because I'd just die, but...
No, like a free pass. You know, like a free kebab every time you go in.
So how do you do you like put it on the internet and people listen to it or?
Yeah, basically, I'll go over to Podomatic, hit upload, pick a nifty piece of artwork. So after this, we'll doodle like a piece of artwork for it. Stick that up with it, and then people.
At this point, right here, I want a picture of Naruto in a black shirt. Ding. Okay, cool.
Doesn't work, we're not video.
Yeah, I know, but when we put the pictures on, then I'm just going to ding, and then we're going to have it there.
We're not putting pictures on as a slideshow.
Oh, that's rubbish! Why not?
Do you want to go through all the hassle of putting it into a slideshow?
Yeah! If we're going to do it, may as well do it correct.
That's not the point of an audio podcast. Audio as in like the radio, without visual images.
Well,
so people can listen to it on their podcast.
Well, that's kind of what differentiates... The whole podcast idea of having a slideshow while the audio is going over it from the radio. Otherwise, people would just listen to the radio.
Basically, the podcast is the people's radio. You can have video podcasts, which can have images, like the last one I did of Southend. But they take up thousands of bytes. Megabytes and crap. So, a video podcast is like 100 megabytes, an audio podcast is 1 megabyte.
Nah.
If you know how to do it, go ahead.
I don't know how to do it, that's why I'm here with you.
So, we're just doing an audio.
Just enjoying a donna.
Basically, we're just going to be doing an audio podcast, and then we can stick a thumbnail on it.
Yay! But at that point, I went, ding! I went Naruto. In a black shirt.
A thumbnail as in one still image.
Alright, can we just have Naruto in a black shirt through the whole thing then? Don't you think he looked good in a black shirt? You know, for Naruto, considering he got so shit.
Here you go. English fangirl. Doesn't care about the actual anime. Just Naruto in a black shirt.
No,
not even Kiba anymore.
No, it's about Kiba!
She used to be a huge Kiba fan, but now all she wants is Naruto black shirt.
Well,
ding!
No. Not necessarily true.
No. You want Kiba in nothing but a pair of boxers.
Yeah, but I want him in the same bed as Naruto.
And here you see the light into...
Hooray for British fangirls! Woo!
No matter where you are in the world, all fangirls are technically the same when
they're
it comes
seen.
Down to their head. They're not seen, they're just perverted.
Yeah, so they're not seen at all. They're in their rooms drawing kinky pictures.
Basically.
It's what you're admitting on... It's okay.
The internet.
Anyone I meet, I just tell them that anyway. I'll just be like,
Your mother could hear this.
Oh, let her. She knows. She knows.
Yeah.
Hey, Mommy. I love you, Mommy. Southend is really quiet. They should get some, like, portable jukeboxes.
She's a city girl.
Yeah, I'm a city slicker. But I'm not.
She's a city bumpkin.
Eh. It's not true. I'm a jumper fiend. I'm a hoodie fiend.
Come on, you wouldn't survive a week in Southend away from the city.
I really wouldn't. I mean, I'd survive off the kebabs, but like I said, I can't really survive off them.
Not just kebabs, we do have other food in Quebec.
Yeah, fish and chips. What else is that? Chinese, Indian takeaways.
We have noodles. We have IKEA. We have Lidl.
Noodles?
Yes, go to IKEA today. Screw the furniture, just get a hot dog.
You know what? IKEA does great meatballs. Maybe that's just... I'm not even joking. It's... No, shut up, Tom! The sauce there is a mix... I'm not even talking anymore. I'm fed up. No, but it's true.
Eat your kebab.
I am.
Eat your kebab.
With pleasure.
But yes... I have not. All I know is Emma is back from her world tour. She is back in America.
Don't you feel bad for the people who are listening to like this? They have nothing better to do.
No, no, no.
Oh wait, we have nothing better.
No.
Sorry.
They can turn off any time they want, like now.
Ding.
But no.
That was a nice ding you did there.
Ding. Well, I am kind of eating at the same time.
All right, I'll let you off.
But yeah, basically, they choose if they want to listen to this. That's the beauty. You can just turn it off any time. So they want to listen to two English people talk crap. And we
But once again, the meatballs in IKEA. It's not a joke.
And double entendres. and loads of other random crap. This is without alcohol.
Don't you think Kiba would look good in a pair of tight boxers, though?
At least this can be turned off, unlike Emma, because she would have broken out into the Pokemon theme song now.
Epiphany.
Do it, and I'll beat you up.
Well,
if you start singing the Pokemon theme song. Don't you dare! No, we had a 2-hour podcast for the last one of when she was still in control, and she just broke down into singing random songs.
Does she run out of things to say, so she just...
That's a proper American
So she more of an Ash Ketchum kind of girl?
I'm thinking she's more of a Brock kind of girl.
I thought so.
Yeah, I know.
The eyebrows do it for me too, man. I'm going to be quiet now.
Are you sure? You're not going to have another random burst fit. A joygasm of IKEA meatballs.
Joygasm. It's like, chillax, joygasm.
Again, the English language. Superior dominating of the world.
Meow. I mean, yeah. So we're really hungry, so we're just going to eat a little bit. You can listen to us munch if you want. Unless you're hungry, you probably should not listen to us.
They're in America.
Hmm?
Taco Bell. The fuckers. What? We only have 2 Taco Bell in this entire country. And they're both on military complexes.
I don't even know what a Taco Bell is.
Burritos and that. Mexican food. I know, exactly. The only
That's
ones...
That's buff. We should have more of those over
no,
there.
No, we only have 2. And they're in military bases.
Oh, shit. So basically... Our country is saying join the army and you get the pleasure of Taco Bells.
Exactly.
I'm joining the fucking army then. Let's go.
It doesn't fucking work. You'll have your one burrito and you'll go... Nah. And you're stuck there for 3 years of service.
It's true, but if I get married, then whoever my husband shall be will exist.
And now you can hear the lame part of GarageBand. We've just done a follow hour of this podcast, which we've just lost. We've missed the rap.
I can't believe that.
The racist rap. The extra extreme hardcore never to be heard again rap. All about
that.
Prince Caspian's ass.
You just missed the epic conversation I had with my dad where I had to say, yes, I love you too, Daddy, at the end of it.
And she was speaking proper and British, going, Daddy, Daddy.
I have to. Otherwise,
Daddy.
I'll get my arse kicked. Arse.
Yeah. Arse. Daddy.
Arse. Arse. I like the way you spell it in English. I don't like the way you spell it, A-S-S. I don't like that.
Ass.
Ass.
It's like ass.
It's like ass.
Okay,
and then but they missed the damn and the
do it again, come on, damn. Oh no, we have to do the whole rap again though. I've put away my musical instruments and my drum and my beatbox. and lay down those sick final tunes.
Shall I do a rap for the audience?
I'll go on. Yeah, come on.
I've
put away my sick tunes. You can...
Oh, yeah, Tom, your tunes, they were so sick.
I know.
They...
Nothing compared to your vocal work.
Oh.
Who knew someone could speak so much in, like, a minute? I'm sure that was, like... I'm sure that was, like, what, 250 words? That was some mad rapping.
Where the fuck did that half an hour that we done go, then?
We lost half of the half an hour, and then the hour extra we did. Of the whole extra behind the scenes.
No, but where's the real half an hour that we did?
I don't know.
Viewers, we did not do an hour. We done half an hour. But it was
Shut up.
No, but it was so epic. Ow!
Don't give me more reasons to beat you up. I know, it sucks, but we did. So we might as well...
We were talking about meatballs. And then Prince Caspian, and then I was shouting, he's a fat piece of ass!
You know, we should actually listen through to what
we've done. See, yeah, what we've done over. Okay, we'll see you in a minute.
Okay, ciao. What the hell are you doing next to that window? Get down!
You can't
see anything. The podcast is not that bad. It's okay, it's not that bad.
I hate it! I'm
Have a drink.
I'm gonna
Calm
jump!
Down.
I swear, I'm jumping!
Calm down!
I can't do it anymore!
Just have a drink. Calm down. Look. Drink!
What
drink?
What drinks have you got?
We have a range. We have a beverage. Come on. Drink.
Okay.
Cool. Fuck! It's recording. Ah, crap! Okay, we're settled, we're back now, aren't we? We're calm. We have our Odeon drink.
Give me that Odeon!
Odeon drink, natural made cocktail, secret student recipe.
Which
in America you are too young to hear, so you're not hearing it.
By the way, I'm 16, so...
Yeah, get us in real trouble.
I
am drinking my... alcohol.
It's not
being
actually...
a responsible adult.
No, Tom, it's not illegal to drink alcohol underage. It's legal to
purchase alcohol underage.
Thank you.
But it's still rather
wrong.
Morally wrong. And going to moral America. But then again,
moral America, kiss my okay.
Come on, they're God fearing. We love you really.
Yeah, we love you. Don't hurt us. Oh,
I have a message.
Who was that? Oh, hey, Chris. Not Harry, Chris. That's too much Harry Potter for you.
You're just Harry Potter. Okay. We've listened through to what we've got. We've lost the best bit, but
yeah,
still.
We really did. It's so gutting, because it was funny. You know how generally we've been just talking about shit?
We actually got into a serious discussion.
And it was funny. It's so funny. I shouldn't take the piss like that. Could hurt some people's feelings. America! Fuck yeah!
And that won't.
You know what?
What?
You have some pretty cool gadgets.
Hey, we'll take some photos later.
Or not.
Hey, you owe me photos, so...
Oh, yeah. Not like that, people. Nothing like that.
Basically, it's kind of for a project I'm working on. This person keeps flaking out, so I can't finish it.
Nothing filthy.
Basically, it's an animation about a cool battle fight scene.
Given all the details, they're gonna copy your work and then use it for the battle.
It goes like this. Bow. No, not the big gun. No. See, basically, that's it.
It's pretty cool.
Exactly.
I like that sound clip.
But it has...
Can that be my ringtone as well? Mm. After... Oh, shit! I didn't think we got to record...
No, remember, afterwards, we're going to record your special clip as you want, exactly how
yeah,
you want.
Yeah, but I don't know. Did we get that down?
No, we record it again. So we get exactly
what... But I forgot what it was.
It was a damn. Damn!
Damn!
That's some eyebrows.
That's it.
Fuck.
You just said that. Sorry, I better keep my hands off the Daniels.
Nah, I had this for like 2 years now. It's just been up there collecting dust, and Daryl got it down.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Jack Daniels, The last time I had Jack Daniel's was during high school, where me and my friend, Julie, would just leave halfway through the day, go halfway across London to our local, which wasn't so local, in the middle of Baker Street.
Yeah, but that, look.
It was so cool because we had enrichment, which was basically free time and shit, so we just left early, jumped on a tube, went, oh no, no, we walked it half the time.
Dear teenagers of America.
You're missing out big time.
Yeah, man. Go if you want to ever get alcohol, just go to the fucking West End and buy it.
They're in America.
Once again, kids of America. No, I shouldn't say kids. That's kind of bad.
Teenagers of America, we are not endorsing and telling you to go get alcohol.
I am. Fuck him. I am.
We're not. We are not negative role models.
No, he's if right. We are not. I am.
If you decide to... And she does not express the views of this podcast. If... No. If... We are not telling you to go get alcohol, but you should at least try everything once. If you wish to wait until you are of proper age...
They don't
age,
need to be told.
No. If you wish to be until you are of proper age, power to you. That's your own thing.
Power to you.
Don't
B-R-A-fucking-P. Brap.
Don't get suckered into it. Because it'll just end badly. If you want to do it yourself, fine.
No,
as long as you drink responsibly. Okay, now our safety, covering our own asses, disclaimer section of this podcast is done. Drink up.
Drink till your lungs don't matter.
Cheers.
Yeah. Good. Okay, that was fake.
But this isn't. But yes, as you can tell, without Emma, even though she is back in America, I have still taken over this podcast in my hostile, yet not so hostile takeover, because...
Can we turn the sound on?
No, it's broken.
Oh, shit, why do you have it there?
Because it used to work.
Can I turn the big light on then?
If you wish.
Okay.
Because this is my last season here, which is why I've had full control being... Get out of my chair, woman.
No way! This is a comfy chair.
Because I have full control over this podcast before I leave. Before I go do my own thing, maybe. But yeah.
So, Tom, do tell us. What are you going to do?
My own podcast with music.
Okay.
You should hear some of the random songs me and Haley have come up with.
I want to make
such hits as Bodies in the Trees.
Wow.
I know.
That reminds me of 300. Yet another amazing movie with the men who have amazing bodies.
Painted on bodies.
I don't give a shit, man. Those guys are like...
Yeah, I don't know if
it's a nice piece of ass. Damn!
I don't know if this is going... I apologise to my roommate, Chris, who's next door.
Sorry, Chris!
But... I forgot what I was going to say.
He's probably listening to his comedy doing his high-pitched giggle.
Now you would have heard his giggle. Trust me, you can hear the giggle throughout the house.
I hope he puts this on his iPod.
Chris doesn't know about it. No one knows about it in here.
Oh, shit.
The only person who knows about it around here is Hayley.
It's me. Oh, wait.
You are in London.
Yeah, I'm not around here.
No, the only person who listens to it is Hayley, and that's because I dragged her on one.
That Orion shit is whack.
It's called the Odeon Special.
It's Tom's Odeon Special.
It's Tom's and Leah's Odeon Special.
Sick one! Rat ow! Rat ow! What a hard hand. He's keeping his pimp hand strong, guys!
Isn't that my left hand? Not my right hand.
Oh, I didn't know there was a rule about it having to be a left or right.
I thought your pimp hand was the hand you usually use. Unless you're ambidextrous and you have pimp hands.
Brap. Yeah, all you hoes and whores and...
Don't finish that sentence. You could get us in legal trouble.
Oh, shit.
Yes. You don't know what you're missing out. People of America.
Yeah, you should really come to England. In England, it's just as shit as America, but...
No, don't promote that. That's what Emma does. She says, I can't wait to go to England. I can't wait.
No,
I remember what I was talking about now, what we were saving until we got back on the air.
You know what, though? Can I just say one thing before we start?
I'm assuming you come back.
American guys are generally better looking. I mean, some of you are bastards, don't get me wrong. But the other half of you are just like...
You got it wrong. It's the grass is green on the other side because all American chicks dig the English accent because they're not used to it.
Oh, but exactly.
But
on the way
so here, all English chicks dig the American.
It's true, because on the way here, there were these two guys, obviously American. Or Canadian, I can't tell. They were just talking about...
The prejudiced.
Sorry, America. Basically.
Apologise to Canada, too.
I'm sorry, Canada. Canada's pretty cool. They have, like, moose. Canary. Canadian-y. Anyway, like I was saying, two American or Canadian guys, like, just talking. And they were like, oh, yeah, dude, that was so cool. And I was just like, oh, my God, you're so sexy. Obviously, I didn't say anything, but, yeah.
Sure, you didn't. You were just sitting behind them, drooling.
I was sitting next to them, listening in intently on their conversation, just like, uh-huh, yeah, carry on. And they were just like, you're a freaky kid. And I was like, I know. Yeah.
Just your eyes glancing from side to side while you sit there, hunched over like Mr. Burns.
Yeah, like rubbing my hands together. Excellent. That's Simpsons, in case. Oh, yeah, it's America. Of course they're going to know.
Nah.
Oh, sorry.
Nah. They've never heard of
Simpsons.
I want
to make a paperclip chain. Can I do that?
No.
I'll put it all back.
It's one big chain and then it'll be useless.
Oh, that's sick. They're huge. We're talking about paper clips. What does that sound mean?
Oh, someone logged on.
Oh.
Daryl logged on.
Hey, Daryl. What's up to Daryl?
Hey, Daryl. It's MSN. It doesn't work by voice.
I'm talking to Daryl. Meh. Yeah, I got told I was a really good squirrel.
What context do they have to go by to calling you a squirrel?
That I'm not sure.
You're like a little stoner just nibbling away, looking left and right.
I'm not a stoner, shut up.
Well, that's what squirrels are. They're like little...
Yeah, they are the stoners of...
Nature?
Nature.
Yeah. Bill Bailey. Buy it, rent it, download it. Legally, of course. Watch it. Part Troll. Oh, it was either Part Troll or Cosmic Jam. Best. Watch both of them. Watch all this stuff. Watch everything he's been in as well. Spaced, excellent British comedy.
You know, I really wish we hadn't, like, deleted that.
Never mind. We didn't delete it.
I know we didn't delete it, but it was so funny. We're not even joking, guys, because it was...
Stop living in the past. Oh, half an hour.
It was half an hour of pure amazing.
It was 15 minutes of pure amazing. We still have the other 15 minutes.
Whatever.
They'll listen to the first 15 minutes. That wasn't so amazing.
They will, won't they?
Because we'll be talking about it now and they'll be thinking, wasn't that the
first 15
minutes?
But if anyone's actually listening to this, I would be so grateful if you actually gave us a hint of what you want to hear.
I forgot to do the linking at the beginning as well. Oh, I've decided this is going to be a 45-minute podcast. So I'll reaffirm all the details at the end if you want to contact
me. Why would any sane person want to listen to this shit for...
I'm not aiming towards the sane. Duh.
Oh, sorry.
Basically, Leah here is also part of the DeviantArt community.
Blah! Yeah. I'm not very good, but yeah.
Lies. She's a talented artist. She is just too modest for her own good.
I'm not modest. I'm just like, I know I'm not that good. I'm not, no, okay, let me get this
modest.
Straight. It's not that I'm not that good, because I am good, but it's just I'm so lazy that I can't be actually...
Okay, yeah, okay, I'll agree with that. You're good, but you're lazy.
Shit, that's fine.
Heck, but you haven't been in my chain. I only update, like, once a month or a year.
Hello?
No, it's gotten so bad. Artists have done flash animations about me in the background or something with signs saying, I never comment.
Serious?
Yeah.
Who done that?
Scott Falco.
That's quite funny, actually.
I know. I'll show it to
Scott
you
is a really hot name.
Don't get into that.
Why?
I'll explain it to you later. Just
No. You may as well do it now. While we're
I can't do it on the podcast.
Why?
Just out of respect. Can't do it on the podcast. Give us a minute. Okay, it's back now.
Yeah, we're back.
Everyone's been filled in. So good.
Apart from you guys. Ha!
Oh. They already know the story, most of them.
Yeah, shit, they know.
Most of them.
Why am I the last to know, always?
Because you're not on DeviantArt much. If you were in this...
Now I'm pissed.
If you were in Emma's little circle of fans, friends...
Look how cool I am. I just...
Wow, you're so seen.
I'm so cool. I have paper.
I can see you. You're so seen.
So are you. You're so damn seen, Tom.
Oh, no, apparently I'm a chav, according to someone.
I wonder who that was.
Even though I am kind of just there and not exactly in any clique.
We should get drunk. Oh, yeah, you can't.
No. I'm the natural designated driver.
You're the anti-drunk.
Even though I don't drive.
You're straight edge.
So straight edge, it's blunt.
So straight edge, it makes you think it's going in the circle, but actually it's a line.
Yeah, that's garbage.
You should have left it silent. No.
Perfect place. We're on tangent garbage.
Mm-hmm. We're so sad.
Oh, yeah, and I've actually gave the details. Yeah, she's on DeviantArt. Ryuchiko, R-Y-C-H-I-C-O, @.deviantart.com.
I can't even spell that.
Don't visit me, Zainan, blah de blah blah blah, with a Y. Unless you're Emma, who is an evil, manipulative person who does it on purpose, it is Zainan with a Y.
Yeah. You know, just how there's a nan, like nanny, at the end of Zainan.
Chico.
Like in mayonnaise. Why you?
Chico.
Oh, shit, that's a... I hate you. Like in mermaids. AIDS.
Dragon Chico.
And I was told this by a girl on Drunk Duck. If you go on there, it's really good for webcomics, obviously.
Crap.
Shut up, it's really good.
I have actually done a comic at my DeviantArt, if you want to check it out. Better than half the stuff at Drunk Duck. And I refuse to put it on Drunk Duck because Drunk Duck
is as useful
as Drunk Duck.
As a real drunk duck.
Exactly.
Quack! Quack!
Then it will fall over, throw up, and die. Because ducks are not meant to ingest alcohol.
Like I was getting to before. I can't even remember what I was getting to now. Exactly, thank you, Tom.
Exactly. It was not important at all.
I was getting to a really nice point, though. I have to
check out her comic. It's on Drunk Duck.
It was really...
That's one of the few poorly drawn, but meant to be poorly drawn.
Well, most of the shit on there is poorly drawn.
Exactly, and you wonder why I call it crap. Because if you're going to do a comic, you might as well put effort into it.
Yeah, well, you know what? Some people can't be fucked, so...
And then they shouldn't be allowed to put comics on.
Well, that's the point of the website. So exactly. That those people who actually have good ideas but can't be fucked to draw it have a chance, you know?
But if they can't be fucked to draw it, it's not a good idea.
You are so negative. Hell. So you're saying if you were the best story writer in the world, but you couldn't draw for shit.
Why draw a comic? Why not just do a written story?
Because Gravewell
at DeviantArt, great writer, has done epic stories, done short stories, everything. She puts it on DeviantArt so people can read her work. And she's also started doing a webcomic with proper drawing. Not just doodled something in MS Paint, put some text to it, and then put it on.
You know what? Some people love the simplicity of that.
Name at least two people.
Liam Joplin.
Who is your ex?
Yeah, who is?
And is a perpetrator of the exact same thing we're on about.
Oh, wow. Well.
So he doesn't count. He's part of this problem.
Okay, well, all right. I'm upset with you, Tom, because I can't think of any names.
Because I'm right, again.
You're not right. Just because you think you're right doesn't mean you are right.
It usually means I am right.
Shut up.
When the person actually can't reply and says, I'm not happy with you.
Shut up, hobbits. Look, we have to think of something decent to give these viewers. Otherwise, they're just going to go away and feel a bit empty with what we've given them, you know?
Well, we've given them...
a load of shit recently. Not recently. Today.
Yeah, basically, that's all we usually give them.
And they keep on coming back for more. I'm joking. But no, we should like, I don't know, Naruto. No, I don't know.
That's just shit.
We should send them all a bracelet made of paperclips. And then they'd comment.
Do you want to pay the postage and packaging to America for God knows how many paperclips?
You lazy fuckers. Go get your own paperclips.
Watch.
We love you, America.
Watch. If we have interest in this, we will record a video podcast of Leah showing you how to make a paperclip necklace.
I'll get it wrong somehow.
Paperclip bracelet. And how to go for that nice checkered look of red, white, red, white.
You know,
red,
that's
white.
Like, where's Wally?
Exactly.
The theme tune for that was amazing. It's like, where's Wally? Oh, there he is. And it was... For anyone who knew the original Where's Wally, because I had the videos, I was cool like
that. Oh, that's beyond my age. That's old.
It was worth it.
Old shit.
It was worth mentioning it to a million... Oh, no, okay. To 3 viewers.
Maybe 4.5.
4.5, yeah.
5 if we're on a good day.
To all you 5 viewers out there who are listening to this shit, Where's Wally was amazing, and you should all appreciate that.
Go to Amazon.
How did he get away so quickly? And then you have to find him. You know, for a guy who dresses in red and white, he's really hard to find.
Well, what happens if he goes into a Stoke City football fan club?
Oh, yeah, then it's hard. But even, like, when he's in Iraq or something, you know?
Well, is there a Where's Wally Iraq edition?
I think there is, you know.
Where's Wally? Is he in Osama bin Laden's hole? Oh, he is! No, he's there hiding behind Osama bin Laden.
Tom, there's actually one of those books. Where's Osama bin Laden? And you've got to find... But it's drawn in that style. I love it. I haven't seen it. I haven't bought it because I'm not promoting any of these ideas, by the way.
You do know this is all make-believe in your head. There is no Where's Osama bin Laden book.
There is! I've seen it with my own eyes. Okay, can we pause this for a sec? Look on Amazon.
We can look on Amazon.
No, we're going to look on Amazon. All right, okay.
Wow, we talk when it loads.
Okay, look, you guys, we're looking on Amazon as we speak, right? And we're going to just see if this book actually exists because I'm fucking certain that it does exist, but Tom seems to think that it doesn't. How do you spell Osama bin Laden?
Osama. O-M-S-A-N.
Osama bin Laden.
Bin. B-I-N.
Latin.
Osama bin Latin.
Yeah.
Find the perpetrator of all terrorism in Latin.
Look up Where's Wally books, and maybe it'll be under there somehow. Maybe. I don't know. Where's Wally? I don't know, on Amazon.
Where's Wally? In your room underneath your bed. Your room, not mine.
Oh, shit. I just looked at under the bed. I'm so jealous. You have such a cool computer, like,
I'm a university student. I need this shit. South Park, meeting Osama bin Laden, and VHS tape. Buy it new and used at £87.
You know, there's a new
£87 for a VHS tape of meeting Osama bin Laden.
You know what? There's a new movie coming out, and Adam Sandler is in it. But he says something. He's like,
this, I think another one. And the cover art is him in, I think it's like a nappy or something with.
What are you talking about?
The one with Adam Sandler, the movie.
Are you talking about the animated movie?
There's no animated. Is there an animated?
I'm pretty sure
there is. I know there is one, the Christmas one.
Yeah, I haven't seen it though. I really want to see it.
Oh, that's an awesome one.
Is it? We should look that up. Download it. I mean, we don't download. Tom doesn't download nothing.
We're going to purchase it online legitimately at Amazon.com.
Because we're good people.
Now. I can't remember what it's called though.
Look up. Look up Adam Sandler and Christmas animations.
Give me a chance. I'm still looking for Osama bin Laden. If America can't find them, I'm not going to have much luck. Oh, no, I have.
Oh, no, wait. Yeah, you will. It's only America. Oh, no offense, America. We love you.
Oh, no, we have. Just go to Amazon. Type in Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden, America's enemy in his own words. Where is Osama bin Laden?
That's a movie, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a movie. That's quite funny.
Yeah, it's
why would you want to make a movie about that? Just to literally take the piss? Like,
yeah, basically, it's like Fahrenheit 9/11. The Columbine event. Bowling for Columbine. That's it. Yeah. The actual event was a very serious school shooting incident, which should not be taken lightly, but Bowling for Columbine was a nice take on it.
Huh, you're in school. Kabang, bang, bang, you're dead.
That was a very, very brutal short retelling of it.
No one take any notice of what I just said.
Leah's opinions and views do not
matter.
Express or matter to anyone ever living, ever. Okay.
It's true. I'm going to have some Odeon.
Where's Wally?
What? Where is Wally? Where is Wally? Where? Where? Do do do. Where's Wally? Do do do. Where's Wally? 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 Where's there's Wily. Doo-doo-doo, there he is. They have some goofy laugh at the end of that.
Here we go.
You know what? Wally would. I reckon that he would.
Here we go. There is one.
But I told you! I told
it's not
you!
A book.
Bitch,
it's
I told
not
you!
Not a book, though.
What is it?
It's a political comic from an online blog.
It still exists.
The Iraqi version of Where's Osama? Or the.
Let me just stand up. I know you guys can't see, but I am taking a bow.
For a comic.
Because I was right.
One. No, no, you said there was a book. Okay, I will admit there is one page, but there's no book.
I was still quite happy with that little victory there, but. You know, Tom being so Tom just ruined that for me.
I'm closing this book because it just proved you right.
Look. There was a book there. Oh, shit.
Okay,
Who's right?
I take my hand off to the...
Woo! Oh, wait.
To the scene fangirl. She was right. She knows more about Where's Wally. What? How proud of you must be of that rare knowledge of yours.
Well, you know what? I bet you can ask anyone else, but... At the end of the day, you know, it takes a lot to be a Where's Wally fan. And
yes, dedication from being stoned.
I've never been stoned in my life. What are you talking about?
Exactly.
Whatever.
And now I'm going to do some email correspondence of my own.
I'll talk to the viewers then, and you can...
I can talk to the viewers as well. It's just, I'm multitasking.
Oh, look, we're nearly done.
Damn, are we? Ah, it's 40 minutes. Well, we can carry on from 45 minutes or...
No, I think we should leave them wanting more.
Okay. Well, okay, basically we won't wait till 45 minutes. We shall end it now.
Oh, no, I won't talk for another 5 minutes.
4 minutes.
Whatever.
Okay, go on. Okay, now we have quality Leah time to give you the final word of the day and the numbers we've been sponsored by.
I don't know who the fuck we've been sponsored by, but hey, America.
Do you remember Sesame Street? You know, today's number of the day is number 5.
No, okay, I'll do the theme song.
Here's the ending. Brought to you by Leah. She gets her final say, being the co-host of the week. You can stop singing now, it's your turn to talk.
Okay, well, today's podcast was sponsored by the numbers 8...
69!
And 23. Was it 23? Yeah, 23, because that's that movie that Jim Carrey was in, but it was absolutely shit.
Okay, go on.
By Count Dracula! No, anyway. But, yeah, I hope you enjoyed this load of shit, and I'm... We don't, you know, we're actually just having a bit of fun talking shit, so don't take any of it personally. You know, if you were offended by anything in this, we were only taking the piss and having a bit of fun. So, you know, don't be a spoil sport and fuck it up for us. I mean, yeah, you know. Okay, cool. I hope that you know, send us some replies. Send Tom some replies, because I won't be here.
Yeah, basically, just email zionan@gmail.com, or if you're on DeviantArt, send me a note or some XYIONAN, blah, blah,
Nan.
Blah, blah, blah.
Like nanny.
Chica.
Fuck!
Okay, basically, yeah,
Yeah, I'm checking
If you want... The delectable Leah back. Send if I get at least one fan mail saying bring Leah back, that's like 100% more than normal. That'll be like a unanimous decision. You have to come back.
Okay, well then, you know what I mean. Next time I'll just talk dirty to the viewers because that you know I'm sure that you'll get.
Now you're just trying to get votes.
Yeah, how do you think America does this?
Promising something you'll never give them. We're not like, in America, though. Like, we're better than
it's
America.
It's like, vote for me. You know, just less drunk.
That's more drunk than seducive.
Would you say so? Okay, well then, let me try something else.
See, I could do it, but that just sounds...
Do it, Tom. Okay, fine. Do it when I'm not here, then.
I'm not doing it when you're not here, either.
I'm not doing it when you're here. Oh, okay.
Do we go out the room? You're going to be recording. It's going to go online, so you might as well just do it with me here.
I don't think I want to anymore.
So you,
either way, look, if you,
I'm sure you'll probably get one email or I'll get a note of someone.
Yeah, saying, God, that Leah girl was so shit. Don't ever bring them.
Like, oh my God, wow. Never heard an English fangirl before. They exist. Wow, my mind is blown.
They exist. Holy shit. Okay, look, basically, guys, it would be really cool to hear from you. And, you know, I'd love to come back on the show because it's so popular, you know, to all five of our viewers out there.
Maybe six by the time this is over.
Oh, thank you, Tom. I'll take that as a compliment. Is that right?
Yeah. Mm. I mean, because if you will get more, hope emailing in to get you back.
Okay.
Or if not, I'll email myself saying, bring Leah back.
Okay. No, I'm joking, I'm not lonely. Yeah, so you know what to do.
Hey, I'm not lonely. I have, you know, I have my own adventures and quests over South End.
On my computer.
In South End. You saw my last podcast. My last podcast is online as a testament to the fun I have.
Yeah. Oh, look, we've gone over 45.
Well, time to...
we're going to wrap it up then.
Yeah, basically...
Hopefully see you next time.
Message me... Email me something.
You've got all the information, so yeah.
Yeah,
if not, you can find us on DeviantArt, so...
Yeah, Ryuchiko, R-Y-C-H-I-C-O, .deviantart.com, or Xionan, X-Y-I-O-N-A-N, .deviantart.com. Send us a message, something.
Yeah, we'd love to hear what you want us to talk shit about as well.
Send Leah lots of messages telling her to get off her butt and upload more art.
Okay.
I will.
Well, you had to say that, didn't you?
I will. Other than that,
okay.
It's been crap. It's been garbage.
You loved
That's
it.
What we
you
want
here. You loved it. You loved it.
Call that an end. Are you going to keep singing or are you just going to say goodbye to these people?
Bye! I miss you already. Bye!